753 at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, as we head to Rolling Meadows Golf Course on the southwest side of Fond du Lac. And David Brandenburg is out on the course right now, making it extra special for today's golfers. How you doing, sir?
Doing very well. It's a beautiful morning.
Hey, and you're out on the double green out there. Tell us exactly where that's at Rolling Meadows.
Yeah, we have the par five 12th hole. And that green combines and curves around and is also the green for hole 14, a tough par 4 with marsh on the right and woods on the left. So, beautiful area of the golf course. It's kind of elevated here. You can see a long ways.
Yeah, one of those places at Rolling Meadows Golf Course, coming up 13 and coming back on 14, can ruin around in a hurry.
It sure can. Those are places you want to play conservative and get your pars or your bogeys and get out of here and go on to the easier 15th and 16th holes.
Now, one of the things we want to talk about today is, you know, pace of play. You know, when you're out on the golf course, actually, I just talked to Carl Klopotic last hour, and he was golfing, he told me off the air, and he got behind, he was a twosome. He got behind a foursome that was playing slow and wouldn't let him through, and he didn't get home till 10 o'clock last night. So there's a lot of things that people need to think about on the golf course, isn't it? Isn't there, David, to make sure everybody has an enjoyable time?
There sure is, and there's no reason, even, you know, you can shoot 100 in 4 hours. You really can. I mean, you just got to be ready to hit. Talk when you're between holes, talk when you're between shots. And when it's your turn to hit, just know what club you're going to hit. Take your practice swing and hit your ball and move on. Some people just don't think about it. They just kind of dawdle, and then it slows down everybody behind them. And then some people just don't have a pleasant time, especially if you're a twosome. Hopefully a slower foursome will let you play through. But with the foursomes here that, you know, easily play in 3:15, 3.5 hours, and they shoot between 80 and 100 in that group.
Sure.
So you can play fast and not shoot the lowest scores in the world. They're just ready to go. They walk. So carts aren't the answer. It's just being ready to hit the ball is the main thing.
So if you're out on the golf course and you see somebody behind you that you, if you think you're slow, I mean, that's sometimes one of those things where like, well, we're not, we're our pace of play is okay, but there's maybe somebody that's just speeding right through. Where's the best place to let somebody through on a golf course if you want to let them play through you?
Normally the par three holes tend to be where you want to let somebody play through. Otherwise, on any hole, you can hit your tee shots where you're waiting for them to approach and just say, why don't you guys hit and go? And then they can hit, and they're normally just gone like a shot. You can walk your ball after they tee off. So normally that's the best thing is you hit your tee shot and then let them approach, and then they tee off, and then you just follow behind them. And it's kind of seamless transition. You don't really hold anybody else up behind you. But it's pretty common. I mean, you have a single or twosome that just want to play fast, and you're forcing them to play in a normal pace. I mean, if you let them play through, then you don't have to worry about them being on your tail.
Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice couple of days to get out to Rolling Meadows Golf Course, David.
Oh, beautiful. We're looking forward to it. Tomorrow we have a fundraiser for the ARC, and then on Saturday, of course, is the Big Cup, the original Big Cup, the Bernie Jones 32nd running of that. We're looking forward to that. And Sunday we don't have a single event, so we're hoping to have a lot of tee time play and just a good day to come out and enjoy the family, enjoy Mother Nature, and enjoy around.
How many foursomes you got signed up for the Bernie this year?
I think we're at 180 players right now.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a good group.
All right. If people want to make a tee time, 920-924-2424. Go to rollingmeadowsgolfcourse.com. And you can do it on the app as well?
Sure you can. It's very easy.
Hey, David, get back to making that. That's I've hit it on the wrong side of that green, at the double green, many, many times in my life at Rolling Meadows.
I'm sure you have, Wade. It's a bit of a challenge. Yeah, we're looking to have a beautiful day for golf.
All right, thank you so much. We'll chat down the road.
Thanks a lot, Wade. Have a great day.
David Brandenburg from Rolling Meadows Golf Course. Sherry, have you ever golfed Rolling Meadows yet?
I have not golfed there yet.
Well, me and Ryan have to get over there. Craig, you can too. Maybe we can get a foursome, get out there before the year's done.
Totally in.
So we have to find a date where we can go, and we should golf all 27, though. Are you up for 27? So we'll have a cart, Sherry.
I think Sherry would be up for 7, maybe.
No.
I'm up for 9, and then I'll ride along the rest of the time.
That's like playing one half of football and quitting, or one period of hockey. You have to finish the round. You have to go all the way around.
Golf's, okay.
18 holes?
I can't.
I
can do 18 holes, but I can tell you after hole number 9, I will be golfing like crap, and it'll make me crazy.
What if we still keep buying you drink? What if we keep buying you the pink pigs at Rolling Meadows?
Okay.
Because the pink pigs are vodka lemonades that are like more vodka than lemonade.
Okay.
So you'd be ready to go?
Then I might enjoy 27 rounds.
Okay. 27 rounds.
27 holes.
All right. Again, appreciate David Brandenburg checking in at Rolling Meadows Golf Course here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.